From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital, Harare. Armored vehicles block roads leading to government buildings. Zimbabwean war veterans say they back the army. Victor Matamadanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Chapanga, publicly apologized to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantino Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF of independence fighters such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of three core objectives, including the most imperative being the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia and promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of the Munagari suburb of the Borno State capital Maiduguri in Nigeria late Wednesday. Police identified the attackers as two males and two females. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The area has seen numerous attacks by the insurgency Boko Haram. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, more than a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Kevane thanked Sudanese authorities for their help in securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
A special thanks goes also to His Excellency Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy. The same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel kidnapped October 7 in the North Darfur city of El Fasher. Details about her ordeal not released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France.
Je souhaite en effet que la situation au Liban,
Mr. Macron expressed hope the political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful. Mr. Hariri abruptly announced his intention to resign November 4 after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife. He's been in Saudi Arabia and denies he's been held against his will. Flash flooding has killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains west of Athens. More severe weather is in the forecast for Thursday. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region has told a Spanish television station in Brussels he expects to be his party's leading candidate in next month's elections, even as he fights extradition in Belgium, where he fled after Madrid imposed direct rule following the region's declaration of independence. Carlos Puigdemont said he has a list of candidates for the December 21st election to stand up under the banner of his Democratic Party of Catalonia. 11 people died after a light aircraft flying to the Serengeti National Park in northern Tanzania crashed Wednesday. The Cessna Caravan, operated by Coastal Aviation, carried a pilot and 10 passengers to the popular tourist destination. Three basketball players from the University of California, Los Angeles, Wednesday apologized for shoplifting while in China, among them LiAngelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that.
The three players arrested and had faced long prison terms until President Donald Trump intervened to request their release in a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. The Cambodian Supreme Court is to rule Thursday on a government lawsuit to dissolve the political opposition ahead of next year's election. Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled for 32 years, predicted the court will issue a guilty verdict against the Cambodian National Rescue Party, seen by some as an effort to block any effective challenge to his rule. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.